Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence and You at WCWP.org Senior Talk Radio. And of course, we've been speaking with New York State Senator Anna Kaplan. I can't believe it's the last segment in the hour. Time flew. So much information, so much wonderful information. And we're just, you know, grateful to have you in the Senate because there's a lot happening. Before we went to this break, Otto was kind of in the midst of an interesting question. So I'm handing it back to Otto right now.
Well, yeah, I hear about testing and tracing and so on. Maybe we could elaborate a little bit on this tracing thing. You indicate somewhere in my notes that I read that there's a phone call people might receive from a tracing group. And then the second part of that question is like, who might get contacted? Are these people who have already had COVID, or you know, how's that work?
So tracing is really perfect time for us to do. When you are at the height, it's very hard to do tracing because you would be calling so many people. But now that we've bent the curve and we've flattened it, if someone does go to hospital or someone is, first of all, New Yorkers are able now to go and get a test done. That is covered. It's available to every New Yorker. Please go ahead and do so if you haven't. If it's positive, you will be contacted so that they can trace in the last 14 days who you've come close contact with. And they will call that person and find out how they are doing. This is a vehicle, a way to make sure if there are people who are positively tested, we make sure that we reach out to all the people that have been in contact with them in the last 14 days who could also be asymptomatic carriers, make sure that they are negative, and if not, ask them to quarantine so that this does not spread. And we can keep the curve down and hopefully move forward until such time that there is a vaccine. And we're all hoping, I know this is something that every lab, I've spoken with three different labs here that are working on it, but I know there's labs all over the world that are working on this to come up with a vaccine.
Hopefully they share when the time comes.
Yes, I think they will.
I think so, hopefully.
Yes.
Right. Okay, so anyhow, COVID has created a lot of problems for a lot of people, and we talked about children before. And I know you're quite advocate of child abuse and the fact that COVID right now, it's hidden, I'm sure, but that there are problems going on. Children are not going to school. The teachers and whoever can't detect that a child has been abused. And it's, again, I'd say we kind of always underestimate impact of things on children, you know, that they're resilient and, you know, blah, blah, and they'll get over it. I don't believe that to be true at all. I think children are a lot smarter than we give them credit for, and that things go on. They'll be in their mind for a long, long time to come in their life, when they're older even. So a point, I guess, is what is your involvement in that? And how could people, if they're aware of somebody having a problem, what's the way to go about maybe trying to help those people without yourself getting into hot water? How do you handle that?
Thank you, Otto. That's a great question. I have to tell you, when it was coming down to shutting down the schools, it was such a difficult decision for all of us to make and for the governor to make. Because schools right now in our society don't just act as a place where children go to get an education. They go there, some of the kids go and get their food source from school. They get their social workers source from school. They have many eyes on them. So if they see a child is being abused, they can recognize it and do something about it. So that decision really is a very important decision for all of us. We understand the importance of the role that the schools play in it, in our children's lives today. I actually, about a couple of weeks ago, did a Zoom event with Safe Center, where we try to highlight and make sure that people keep an eye. You know, if you see something and it just doesn't look or feel right to you, call up. It's better safe than sorry. Call up and report this. I have this section of also of my Zoom event with Safe Center on my website. People can go ahead and check it out. They can ask for help. They can call up Safe Center. They can call up police. And I don't believe they even have to give their names. But it's worth checking and making sure that things are okay. And if they're not, they would know what to do next. I've been when I got elected to the council seat, also to the Senate, I've always said, kids, children, and seniors are my priority, because I don't think they have as a strong voice for themselves as you and I might have. And I take it very seriously to make sure that I do everything in my power to represent them well. And I'm so proud to say, last year in our budget, when we passed our budget, New York State got a 3.6% increase to the foundation aid, which is extra money that comes from New York State to our school districts. In my district, that percentage was 8.6%. I wanted to make sure that I bring more money back for our public schools, because I know the better education we give to our children, the better their future will be. Agreed. And I will continue to do that.
Agreed 100%. Education is an important track for every group in the country to try to move forward. Without the education, it's tough.
That's right. That's right. And if I know we're going to run out of time, but I want to thank, really, I want to say it is very difficult time for all of us. I understand your pain. I have had to make a lot of condolence calls, and it breaks my heart to make those calls. But I also have seen the good in people during this pandemic. When people come together and communities help each other and donate to the food banks so that they can help a family that's struggling right now to put food on the table. We've seen the really good and we've seen the really bad. I know we're resilient. I know we will overcome this stronger. I'm looking forward to doing more for our small businesses as a chair of Small Business and Economic Development and Commerce in New York State. I will continue to do that. And I have to tell you, I'm an optimist. If anyone can do it, it's us. The more united we are, the more we stand together, the better we can solve these problems.
Well, business, I know you've run a webinar for businesses, yes. And I empathize with all the small businesses. It's a super, super difficult time. Some will go down, some won't. But there were a lot of good suggestions I read about adapting, and the market is changing. So hopefully you can get through it financially, where there are some support systems out there for. But you have to, just like life, you have to adapt and change to the way the market is right now. A lot of markets will never be the same. It's not going to happen. And some of them will be major. There'll be major impacts.
Yes.
You know, no question. Office space, probably less. Retail malls, less. A lot of stuff less, but something else is going to take its place. So
that's right.
You know, you have to keep your eyes and ears open. A big number, and people sometimes have a problem taking this stuff seriously. And I read in your, again, in some of your notes, 25,000 people have died in New York State, that rough number, as a result of COVID. That's a lot of people. And if you can't take that seriously, you know, I don't know what you have to do to make it work.
That's right.
But anyhow, that's a lot of editorializing on my part. So let's go back to Rebecca.
So, it's really great. You know, what you said before, Anna, about, you know, being a voice for the younger generation and the older generation is so important because, you know, our older population, of course, is growing. At this time, AARP did a study, I would say a couple of years ago, that 10,000 people a day are turning 65. So that's kind of like 10,000 people a day are turning 65. Those that were born in 1963, 1964, the end of the baby boom generation, when they hit 65, we are going to have the oldest population that we've ever had in this country. And so that being, if anybody should have a voice, it's really the seniors. I mean, they're going to be the majority of the population. And, you know, the other point is that we're going to have the oldest people, you have people living well into their 80s and 90s, active, and even into their hundreds. You know, we have seniors that are having to work, some choose to work into their 70s and 80s. So there's the voice is not the same voice that it was 20 or 30 years ago. We have a huge population growth for the seniors. So it's so good to know that you're in place in the New York State Senate at this time with that understanding. And, you know, and also, of course, for the children. And I know that's always been, you know, a huge priority for you. So it's been, you know, great having this conversation with you, and it's so good to have you in North Hempstead and a friend of, you know, the radio station, and always coming back to the town for you know, these interesting information meetings and chats. And, you know, Otto does sit on our technology committee, so maybe one day you would consider, if you're in town, maybe joining us at that committee. We'd love to hear some of the information you've provided today, but we are coming to the end of our chat with New York State Senator Anna Kaplan, and we do want to thank you so much and appreciate the fact that you had very little sleep driving in from Albany last night after passing a very, very important banning bill of receivers. And it's just great to know that you're there.
Thank you. Thank you, Rebecca. Thank you to all the listeners and Zoom audience. I want to give a shout out to John Ryan. I miss him. Hopefully next time we will have him with us. And I'm looking forward to, I would love to come to your internet technology time and definitely tell you about some of the legislations we've passed. And with that, I'm going to say, God bless you. Please stay safe, and looking forward to doing these in person.
All right. Thanks again. And we will be right back with Project Independence and You.